From the Indiana University School of Medicine and WFYI Public Radio Indianapolis, this is Sound Medicine. I'm Barbara Lewis. We begin this week with a very personal story about an issue that many women are reluctant to discuss. According to the National Library of Medicine, one woman in 10 suffers from menstrual pain that is so severe she is unable to perform routine daily activities on 1 to 3 days each month. Producer Andrea Moraskin was one of those women. After years of seeking medical treatment and not finding anything that eased her pain, she found help in a surprising place, a massage therapist who moves uteruses. Andrea brings us her story.
When I walk into Megan Asaf's practice in Bloomington for the first time, it feels like a typical massage studio. Ambient music, soft light, the smell of scented oils. Megan is a smiling, rosy-cheeked woman in her 30s with frizzy corkscrew curls pulled back in a bun. But it gets a little odd when she passes me a pink clay model shaped like a pear with a curve in it.
I want you to hold this. This is an anatomically approximate model of your uterus at the size, weight, and shape when she's around ovulation. She's about 4 ounces, 3 inches tall, 2 inches wide, right at the longest. And 1 inch thick.
Then another model, shaped like the first, but twice as big and twice as heavy.
Now here is when she is menstruating. You'll notice she's doubled her size and her weight. She goes from 4 to 8 ounces. So we see when the uterus is out of place that women have more issues right before the period and on the period, because it's this heavy weight leaning into structures that she shouldn't be.
Megan goes on to explain how the misplacement of my uterus could be causing the debilitating menstrual cramps I've been having for more than a year. Asaf is a massage therapist, not an OBGYN. I've come to see her because she specializes in a discipline called the Arvigo Techniques of Maya Abdominal Therapy.
We focus on gently repositioning organs that have fallen out of place back into place through an abdominal massage that's hundreds of years old and comes to us through the Maya people.
This practice is based on the idea that a misplaced uterus or a swollen prostate impedes the circulation of blood and lymph, compromises nerve pathways, and blocks the flow of energy through the body. The Arvigo techniques are named for Rosita Arvigo, a Chicago-born doctor of naturopathy, a division of chiropractic that focuses on the connecting structures of the body, such as ligaments and fascia. Arvigo spent years in the jungles of Belize in the 1980s as an apprentice to an aging Maya healer named Don Eligio Ponte. From Ponte, she learned abdominal massage alongside prayers to the Maya spirits. Drawing on her knowledge of anatomy and naturopathy, Arvigo created a system of healing and began teaching in the U.S. in the early 90s. Today, body workers and medical professionals who go through a multi-step training offer the massage for a host of abdominal troubles, from constipation to endometriosis and infertility. It all sounds a bit new agey, I know. But before I went to see Megan, I had tried just about everything else. February 2012, I'm lying on my back on the living room floor when the phone rings. It's my dad, and when he asks me how I am, I say, I feel like I've been giving birth for the past 8 days. He says, yeah, you said the same thing last month. I was 27, and I never had any pregnancies, surgeries, or sexual trauma. But for 7 or 8 days before, during, and after menstruation, I endured pain, stabbing, and constant, and strongest at the bottom of my pelvis. I also felt it above my bladder and in my lower back. According to the National Institutes of Health, dysmenorrhea, or painful menstruation, is the leading reason women in their teens and 20s miss school or work. And I felt like the poster child for losing productivity to the reproductive system. I always had pain on my periods, but it had become so bad that I stayed home from work 1 or 2 days each month. And I was taking strong prescription drugs like Tramadol just to get the pain down to a bearable level. In the year between when my period started to get really bad and my first visit with Megan, I went on a quest to find the source of the pain. My doctor started me on birth control pills, but they made no difference. I had an ultrasound. Everything looked normal. At this point, both my GP and OBGYN suspected endometriosis. a disease where the uterine lining ends up outside of the uterus and attaches to organs in the pelvis. But laparoscopic surgery showed no evidence of disease, and a colonoscopy ruled out irritable bowel syndrome. At the same time, I tried to manage the pain. A physical therapist taught me exercises to strengthen and relax my pelvic floor muscles. I cut wheat and dairy from my diet because I read that they contribute to inflammation in the body. I practiced yoga, I took calcium and magnesium, I saw an acupuncturist. All of these things helped some, but they weren't getting to the root of the problem. I still had days when the pain was so intense that I longed to leave my body. At the end of last summer, I decided that I needed a break from my period. My doctor gave me an injection of Lupron, a drug that causes estrogen production in the body to drop, sending it into temporary menopause. And my period stopped. And that was a relief. But there was still a constant tension at the bottom of my pelvis. That's when I went to see Megan Asaf. First, she adjusted my hips into alignment. Then she felt my belly and found my uterus.
She was at the bottom of the bathtub near the drain.
Where? Megan says since she's not a medical professional, she can't give an official diagnosis. But here's a more technical explanation.
Literally, it was dextroflexed and retroverted, which is a way of saying off to the right, folded a bit, and in the back of your body.
In other words, my uterus was tilted back about 90 degrees and lying on top of my pelvic floor muscles. That would help explain the lingering pain down there. So I turned onto my right side, and she scooped deeply into the flesh of my belly with both hands. In a minute or so, I felt something sizable within me shift up and forward. When I stood up, I felt like a set of secret internal suspenders had been pulled up. Within a few hours, the lingering pain went away. Megan also showed me how to perform a version of the Arvigo massage on myself to help keep the uterus in place and restore the flow of blood, lymph, energy, and nerve impulses. Deep, scooping strokes from the pubic bone to the navel, then diagonally from the crease of each thigh to the belly button. No research has been done on these techniques. So for a medical opinion, I spoke with an OBGYN with nearly 20 years of experience. Dr. Men Jean Lee, Director of Maternal Fetal Medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine. Dr. Lee is interested in massage as a complement to obstetrics and gynecology. She recently started recommending a gentle self-massage to her patients after surgeries. I demonstrated the Arvigo strokes for her on my belly and asked, "What do you think?"
If you think about it from a scientific point of view, the relaxation is helpful. Also getting your muscles to stretch and to promote circulation. I think all of those things are helpful.
Dr. Lee says there's evidence that a retroverted uterus can sometimes lead to painful menstruation or pain during sex. But the idea that there's an ideal position where one's uterus should be, she says there's just too much variation to tell.
How do you know normal is not having a retroverted uterus? We don't know that. If you take young girls that are pre-pubertal and happen to do a pelvic MRI on them, you will already see the uterus kind of developing one direction or not.
After 3 months on Lupron, I decided to allow myself to menstruate again. I still have stronger cramps than I did before the whole ordeal began, but the feeling of giving birth or wanting to leave my body has not come back. And now I'm drug-free, off painkillers and birth control. I do self-massage almost every day, and I've been seeing Megan or another Arvigo therapy practitioner once a month. And every time they found my uterus is retroverted and to the left or right, though never as far back as the first time. Rosita Arvigo cautions women like me against activities that jostle or put pressure on the lower abdomen. These include things I used to do all the time, like running, jumping, wearing high heels, and lifting heavy objects. Now, when I forget and run across the street or lift a bucket full of water to mop the floor, I can feel my uterus drop. This makes me worry. Can a uterus that tends to fall to one side or the other really be trained to sit in midline position? Dr. Lee is doubtful.
It would be hard for a uterus to learn a new position only because they're really... In the ligamentous supports, there really aren't any muscles in there that would keep it contracted down in the right direction where it should be. whatever collagen or extracellular matrix tissues that are supporting the uterus, there's not a whole lot of stretch in them. They're not going to contract down and hold still.
After our interview this summer, Dr. Lee invited me to her office to perform the massage on myself while a tech conducted an ultrasound. I went a few days after my period ended. When I got there, the ultrasound showed my uterus anti-flexed, or folded forward, over the bladder. As I scooped with my hands, we watched the fundus, or head, of the uterus move back in the direction of the tailbone. When I finished each stroke, it bounced right back to its original position. I asked Dr. Lee her impression of what happened, and she used the phrase, exercising the uterus.
The uterus itself is a muscle, just like any other muscle in your body, that if you stretch your muscles, it can help release any kinks or help that muscle to relax. The stretching might help increase blood flow or in lymphatic drainage, so that certainly might be possible.
Of course, I would have loved to see what my uterus looked like on an ultrasound before I went to Megan, or right before my period, or while Megan was moving it, and to look at ultrasounds of other women receiving RVIGO therapy. The research possibilities are many, and I hope this is just the beginning. Reporting for Sound Medicine, I'm Andrea Maraskin.
If you'd like to see the effect that RVIGO techniques can have, we've posted ultrasound images that were taken while Andrea performed the self-massage. You can find them on our website at soundmedicine.org.